the average looks like it may settle in at about 200 to 250.
And that is dollars per head premiums for Virginia quality assured feeder cattle. From Virginia Farm Bureau, this is Cattle Pulse, your monthly update on the Virginia feeder cattle markets, the national trends that affect them, and the stories of cattle producers from around the Commonwealth. I'm Elijah Griles, and from Appalachia to the Eastern Shore, we are happy to have you with us. Hello and welcome to the July episode of Cattle Pulse. It's great to be with you and thank you for joining us for this month's episode. We are going to be talking about a surprising cattle on feed report, the flash drought development across the state, and tuning into an interview with Dr. John Curran of the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine to talk about the Virginia Quality Assured Feeder Cattle Program. But first, let's take a look at the national feeder cattle futures numbers. The August contract is at $257.38 a hundredweight, up 0.38%. The September contract is at $257.95 a hundredweight, down 0.07%. And the October contract is at $258.18 a hundredweight, down 0.31%. So to unpack the feeder cattle futures numbers here a little bit, let's take a look at our USDA cattle on feed report from June. They reported that there were 11.58 million cattle on feed on June 1st, 2024. This is even with June 1, 2023, and it's up 30,000 from May 1, 2024, which is the surprising element of this report. The placements in May were 4% above a year ago at 2.05 million head, and marketings were 1.96 million head, which is even with a year ago. Kenny Burdine of the University of Kentucky unpacks these numbers, noting that after relatively friendly placement levels in March and April, May placements came in bearish. With that 4.3% number above last year, they came in higher than expected and even outside of the range of pre-report estimates. So those are analysts that are looking at what they expect the cattle on feed report to be, and this completely blew their expectations out of the water. Marketings did come in right at last year's level, only a small fraction of a percent higher, as we noted, and with placements exceeding marketings, total on feed inventory did grow from May 1st to June 1, as we noted before. Now, he notes this is somewhat surprising given the size of last year's calf crop. It is likely being impacted by cheaper feed, leading to cattle being on feed a longer number of days, and harvest weights are also higher, which seems to support this narrative of slower marketings. The placement number, however, is a little harder to explain, and there did not seem to be a pattern with respect to weight, he noted. May 2024 placements exceeded May of 2023 in all weight categories. Ultimately, this is a bearish outlook from the Cattle on Feed report, and we feel that in those feeder cattle futures contracts, with only a slight positive growth in the August contract and negative pressure being put on the deferred contracts in September and October. We will report on a very strong month for our auction prices here in Virginia, but I do want to note that we're moving into slower marketing months in July and August, and we could see some of the trickle-down effects of those higher-than-expected cattle on feed numbers. So that's something that we will certainly keep you informed of moving throughout the rest of the summer. Let's look at our weather and climate outlook. I know that so many producers have been feeling pressure from the dry weather, with many reports of having to feed hay across the state already, which I realize is very discouraging after you're just coming out of hay season. But let's talk about what the drought monitor and other indicators are showing. The drought monitor has noted that high temperatures, low humidity, and of course, lack of rain have led to rapid or flash drought development across the state. Only 1.73% of the state is drought free, and that's in Lee and Scott counties, and 7.7% is abnormally dry, also in Southwest Virginia. 88.4% of the state is in stage one drought, which is moderate drought, and 2.25% of the state, mainly around Lynchburg, Amherst, Bedford, and Campbell counties, is in stage two or severe drought. The National Ag Statistics Service Crop Progress Report notes that topsoil moisture is 46% short, and pasture conditions are only 34% good. Looking at the NOAA Climate Prediction Center outlook for July, they are showing that there is a 60 to 70% chance of above normal temperatures for the eastern three quarters of the state and a 50 to 60% chance of above normal temperatures for the western quarter of the state. Equal chances of precipitation for the western third of the state and a 33 to 40% chance of above normal precipitation for the eastern two-thirds of the state. So that precipitation outlook is positive, but those temperatures are expected to remain high, and I know it does not take many days up in the high 90s with low humidity to continue the drought development. It's time now for our interview with Dr. John Curran of the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine as he talks about the premiums the Virginia Quality Assured Feeder Cattle Program can provide to Virginia producers.
Virginia Quality Assured Program started almost exactly 30 years ago, and their vision was for a marketing program that would enhance the value that producers got to sell these calves so that they could get a premium for marketing these calves and get paid for that. One of the unique aspects that they put at this one was a third-party certification program to ensure that the cattle hadn't just had all their shots. They'd actually had the shots they were supposed to, the criteria were being followed.
As far as someone who is not currently involved in the program, what are the requirements to kind of ramp up to be eligible?
The first and foremost thing to take into account and for people to look at is to find a place that is already doing this to market their calves. And so if you don't have a marketing option for your calves, just going through the hoops of getting them Virginia Quality Assured certified will not bring you those benefits. And so the good thing is there's pretty much not an area in the state of Virginia that's not being currently covered. It might be 30 to 60 minutes away that you might have to travel to haul those calves. But quite honestly, for a lot of those people, they would be hauling those calves that far anyway. The second step then is to work with that cattleman's group to ensure that they know what vaccines they have to give and that sort of thing. Because while the program at the state level has some minimum guidelines of vaccines that have to be given, we have given free range to individual cattlemen's groups to tailor it a little bit to their own needs. So think of it as a loose confederation where we have guidelines that say they have to be weaned 45 days, they have to have been vaccinated with modified live respiratory virus vaccines and stuff. But some cattlemen's groups have chosen to go above and beyond, they think, for marketing purposes that. So after you've identified where you can go, and your extension agent in your local county would be the first place to go to find out where those calves could be marketed.
Can you talk a little bit more about the genetic requirements piece of that?
Virginia has always raised very good feeder calves. Our feeder calves have had a very good reputation. They have at various times, particularly those calves that are marketed in the fall and sent to feedlots in the Midwest and West, have, and particularly unweaned calves, have suffered the same occasional large outbreaks of respiratory disease that other calves have. But one thing that's consistently been told to us by buyers is they're very happy with the quality of Virginia cattle. So we wanted to give, as part of this program, an opportunity to have people that were using superior genetics to identify those calves as being from superior genetics from the standpoint of the feedlot bulls that are good for growth and carcass traits for that, or meet minimum requirements for that. And that allows those individuals that have identified those, we call that the purple tag. And it's quite obvious when you go to Pennsylvania in particular and talk to feedlot owners up there and people that are feeding these cattle, that they really like those purple tag calves and are very happy with those purple tag type calves. They like the fact that not only do they have a health component, but they also have this genetic component that says that those calves are more likely than average to be what they want.
Are these calves typically sold as lot loads, or are they going to be sold, you know, more at auction in individual groups or as individuals? And then what, you know, kind of based on that, what are the premiums that people tend to see?
since we have to move cattle so far, you know, typically most of our producers are talking 6+ hours to Pennsylvania, or, you know, 12 to 20 hours to go to, depending on where they're going in the Midwest, and High Plains feedlot deals. These cattle really, the real premium comes from getting these cattle into tractor trailer lot loads, and that's part of the premium. And that's where these cattlemen's groups have come into play. They've allowed, you know, producers with as few as 20 mama cows to get those premiums for producing these cattle and selling them and market them in tractor trailer lot loads that at one time were reserved for those people with, you know, hundreds of mama cows. And so that's been a real satisfying area to allow a larger percentage of Virginia producers to do that. The premiums have been quite substantial as of late. You know, we are looking at marketing premiums, and I had a student review 10 years worth of premium data here just a year or so ago, but we are looking at 10 years ago premiums in the $75 range till as little as 2 years ago, typically the $100 to $150 range. Last year, the average looks like it may settle in at about $200 to $250. For the last 18 months, the premiums have just been tremendous for producers participating in the program.
Now, are these calves typically 5 weight, 6 weight? Where do they fall?
So anywhere from 5 to 850 pounds. So, you know, for instance, if I take the Abington Feeder Cattle Association deal, they'll have about 5 sales a year. And they will market tractor trailer lot loads from 500 to about 825 pounds that are mixed commingled groups from dairy producers. Essentially, all calves that were born on these producers' farms, weaned for a minimum of 45 days, grown out for some period between 45 and 90 days on those producers' farms, and then marketed through these programs. I would love to see more producers participate in the program. I am a huge believer in the program, and I think that it's just puts a tremendous amount of additional revenue in producers' pockets right now. They're getting paid a lot for their calves, no matter how they're marketing, but they're getting paid more. They market them through VQA. When cattle prices are not as high, you know, it's important for producers to be able to capture that extra $100, $150 per head. That may, in some instance, be the entire profit after you take the cow expenses out for raising that calf.
Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate your help with this.
To find out more, you can talk to your local county extension agent, email Dr. Curran at jcurran@vt.edu, or go to vacattleman.org/marketing. Now it's time to do our Virginia feeder cattle auction numbers. Abingdon Tri-State came in at $280.60 a hundredweight, down 1.46%. Blackstone came in at $295.20 a hundredweight, down 1.97%. Lynchburg was at $295.80 a hundredweight, down 1.39%. Radiant came in at $303.30 a hundredweight, up 0.93%, and Shenandoah Valley was at $312 a hundredweight, which is up 1.82%. Winchester was at $312.20 a hundredweight, down 0.28%. That gave us a 6-market statewide average of $299.90 a hundredweight, which is down just 0.38% from a month ago. So a very strong first couple weeks of June at those markets fueled another steady and strong month for us. Certainly exciting news there. Thanks so much for joining us for this month's episode of Cattle Pulse. As always, I'm Elijah Griles, and we'll talk to you next month.